The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, shemone esrei, birchas, ka b'shoif ha-godl. Shalom. Today we are starting bracha to ka b'shoif ha-godl ha-chayoseinu. The first, as we mentioned, the brachas, that we'll be misspelled daily for the Geula Asida, for the process of redemption of Klal Yisrael Mitoch HaGolus. This is a very important bracha. All the brachas are important, but one of the biggest problems we have in Avodas Hashem is the feeling of comfort where we are. People don't like change. And, oh Hashem, we are living in a time that we have relative comfort. Even though now, we definitely want to get out of our present situation. And we see tremendous, how quickly it's happening. And we must follow it will continue going quickly. 2 months ago, we didn't know where we're heading. We were hoping maybe Mashiach's going to come within a day. And if he's not going to come, there's no end in sight. But the Maisa, Baruch Hashem, we see the end is in sight. People are starting to be able to go out of their houses, come back to shul little by little. Well, Kol Ponim, after everything's said and done, there's a certain feeling that things are not so bad. We're able to daven, we're able to go to shul, we have a mishpocha, we have a kila, what to eat. And not like Chmona Leslon 80 years ago in the Holocaust. We have to know that the brachas and the Shemone Esri, none of them are for luxuries. We do not daven for Hashem for luxuries, things that are not basic necessities of our existence. When you daven for das, a person without das is not a person. A person who's sick, doesn't have panosi, can't survive. You have to understand, when we spell for the Kabbalah Shev Godel Chei Hoseinu, we are basically making a statement, we cannot survive without this. We are living. Yes, but the type of life we have now is something which is not a life that we really should be having. We're so far away. And if you notice, the first word we say, Kabbalah Shev Godel Chei Hoseinu. Chei Hoseinu is a term that's used, a person who's in bondage, a slave. You need to be set out to freedom. You need freedom. What Chei Hoseinu? What's the problem? We're not in the matzav of Chayrus. There's a Statue of Liberty in New York. There's Declaration of Independence. Every country has one. We're all independent. There's freedom of choice, freedom of this, freedom of that. So we're in Chayrus already now. What's the big deal? Yeah, it'll be a nice thing in the Hanami. See the Kivas Golias. But this is something we have to start paying more attention to when we're saying this bracha, to change our mind frame. We don't have to be depressed, because we know that the situation we are in now is also a situation was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we are prior to Kivas Golias. But we have to realize that we are not the Matzav of Chayrus. We are Meshubodim. How are we Meshubodim? We're Meshubodim under the values of the non-Jewish world, non-believing world. We're all exposed to it, and unfortunately with time we're getting more and more exposed to it. Anybody who has internet in his home, or even a radio, or even newspapers, whatever it is, he's automatically getting unlimited amounts of exposure to values of the not-Jewish world. Unfortunately, a lot of the things even take on Jewish superficial. They paint them over, they put a yarmulke on top of it. Going for Shavuos to a retreat in Greece. It was an amazing thing, this Pesach. Here we see it less. But in America, it was like the standard thing for a large percentage of the families not to be home for Pesach. to go to fancy hotels all over the world. And this was the first year in many, many, many years that every Jew had the Leila Seder the way it should be, by themselves, with their families. A lot of us, it wasn't exactly the way it should be, because we didn't have the entire family with us, and some of us even by ourselves. But it had that form of in the home, the center of Avodas Hashem, of a Jewish person, is home. He doesn't have to be running around all over the place, constantly distract himself. But this is all part of that thing. We are Mishubadim. Each one in his way. Now is not the time to go into one part after the next. But if you think about our values, are we really giving the full value of Avodas Hashem what it deserves? Are we living with that clear bitachon Hashem? Are we always have that peace of mind that I'm in Hashem's hands? This is maybe even more than all the technology. The fact that the mind frame of modern man is, I am controlling my world, is something new. Didn't exist many years ago, because then it was obvious we do not control our world. A person had to plant something. He didn't know if it would grow. He didn't know if some bug would eat it up, or some natural disaster would come and destroy the crops. Today, we only think about that. We go to a store, we buy our things. If there's going to be a draft in one part of the world, we'll get it from another part of the world. Disease. Also, everything's under our control. And that feeling that everything's under our control is the biggest shibud. The biggest shibud, because that thing, we're being mashavid ourselves to humanity instead of to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a very pitiful way of going through life. That's why the psychologists are so busy with the modern man, because he thinks he has to control everything. Even though we all say we don't believe that. Yeah, it's true we don't believe that, but Lamaisa, if we're ever getting angry, if we're ever getting upset, if we're ever getting frustrated, we're trying to force things on other people, that's all because we're living with that mind frame, that we control the world. And that's the geula that we need, the kibbutz golius, taking ourselves out of the golius, that's the first thing. So is the kibbutz golius seinu. We're under the hashpah of all these nations. We want to, spout Hashem, please, redeem us from this. Take us away from the hashpah of all the worlds, all the nations, and bring us all together. Every person, every part of Klal Yisrael is exposed to another part of the world. And that part of the world has affected him, whether it be the Americans, America, English, the English, French, the French. Even the Israelis have the secular side that we're exposed to. It's coming from different places, not coming from us. The Gemara says, "Pod b'sholem nafshi mikravli." Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shem said, "Kol ha'isik b'toyra gemilas chasodim."
Kol halashon.
Spal matzibul. Person is oisik b'toyra gemilas chasodim davin v'tzibul. Male ani alo kilu podani li levonai mivein umas oilam. I treat him as if he redeemed me. Hashem is saying, I need to be redeemed also, because we know that the Shechina Kavayoch is also a Golus. I have been redeemed from Umas Oilam. This idea of to bring us together, L'cheir Hussainu, means the idea of coming together, Kamavam Mitzad Atzmo, it's a beautiful thing, all the Jews are together. And Baruch Hashem, we see that here in Eretz Yisrael, that there's Aschola, a beginning of that, that we are coming together. We see this after Shemaya Hashem, the whole country has changed, even physically. It was a desolate country, nothing growing. And now, like the Navi says, "Anavchem titn pirichem tisul la'am Yisrael," that all the trees are going to start producing fruit. The Kovet Klal Yisrael coming back. We see a certain, but we're not yet at that Kabbalah Shev God that we're talking about, because now we're physically together. But this idea of the Chayu Seinu, we have not yet achieved that in any fashion. And that's what we're saying. The fashion that we can achieve it even now is the presence of Oisik B'Torah. In other words, he realized the most important thing is Torah, and he's Oisik B'Torah. He's not just learning the Torah. He's putting his effort into Torah. The Gemilas Chasodim, he's also making a big deal out of the Gemilas Chasodim. He's always involved in the Gemilas Chasodim. That's what's important to him in life. He realized that he can't be by himself. He needs a tzibur. He needs to be part of a tzibur to be all together, to be Oved Hashem. Then that's a certain level of a bedia, of redemption from Umas Ha'olam, because he has created for himself the proper environment, even though we are still in the Golos. And that's what we could do nowadays. And Baruch Hashem, even though Hashem has showed us that we shouldn't take things for granted and we haven't separated from one another, but Baruch Hashem, he's still within each one in his own place, is doing his best to create this environment of Torah, setting aside time for Torah, environment of Gemilas Chasodim, davening for another, saying a good word to one another, doing what we can for one another. Mispal Tzibur, okay. The ones that can be Mispal Tzibur are Mispal Tzibur. By the way, as we know, the ones that are not being Mispal Tzibur, and some of us are doing that, they should daven at least a time that a Tzibur is davening. We know now that at a certain time that we have Minyanim, the people that are home should daven. At that time, that's also a certain level of Tzvila B'Tzibur, because I'm basically making a statement, I'm not independent. I'm part of a Tzibur. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about. We're part of something. And if we have this mind frame, then, like we said, within our homes, we have all kind of Goliaths, Shibud Goliaths within the homes. The computers are very enticing to take us away. Hours and hours, and forget about not only the hours and hours, just that mind frame and being involved in the way the Goyish world looks at life. We'll limit that, and Adarav, we'll focus on this. But once again, that's where Avodah Hashem. But our tefillah is to recognize that for nowadays it's a challenge, because naturally we are exposed. We need the chayrus. It's so important for us. And more than important for us, it's important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, not so that America and Russia and China should be the ones that are running the world. They're the ones that are supposed to keep the world going for us. We are the whole Tachlis Olam. And the fact that we're still spread around the world, that shows that we're still in Golos. We did not make that tikkun yet. We did not yet show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how important it is for us to get out of this Golos. If we feel comfortable in Golos, Hashem says, you're comfortable, Vakasha. Who knows? It could have very well been that 2 months ago, Hashem gave us that opportunity. And we were mischazik, but okay, we weren't zeichah yet that to get to that level of chizik and klal Yisrael, that the gula did come. It could have come, didn't come. Upset, adarabba. Now's the time to appreciate that it's so close. We had a moshul in front of our eyes, and things could change in a second. There's no reason to have despair, besiyaj, give up hope on it. In 1 second, it can happen. But the stage number one is we have to be misbowed for this. And we're not tefillah. Not just say, oh, it'll be nice saying all the Jews together. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're saying, Chayu Seinu, we're Menshibud Goliyos. Kabtzenu Yachad, when we say, not just get us physically together, Yachad, Ge'ish Echad V'Leiv Echad, like we were in Matan Torah. The beautiful Chazal that says, Kabbe Shofar Godel, where's the Shofar going to come from? There's a picture of the Rebbe Lezer that says, the Shofar is going to come from the Isle of Yitzchok. The ram that was shechted in place of Yitzchak. We know that Isle represents the Mesiras Nefesh, the closeness of Kirva, of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that Avraham Yitzchak were willing to give up Yitzchak's life. And that's why the ashes of that Isle are the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That's where the Mizbeach was built on. The Kapur of Klal Yisrael is from that. And it says, it has two horns, the Isle. It says the left horn was used for the Shofar. I was born on Har Sinai. When we got the Torah, Shem Yitz Hashem, we're going to be getting it again in another few days. That shofar that shows the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus of Hashem being revealed in the world, came from that act. Where Avraham Yitzchak showed that Hashem is the Melech. We're willing to give up everything, even our own lives, for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's chus. We were zeichah to that shofar. And it says, the right horn, which is the bigger of the two horns of this aisle, of the shofar on the right side, that can be used lotet lovoi, the kabbis goluyos shaklal Yisrael. And it's the same thing. We need that aisle that represents the dveikus between klal Yisrael takodesh boch, the subordination of klal Yisrael takodesh boch, to the point that if Hashem says give up your life, we give up a life. And in the middle of that fervor of shechting Avraham Avinu's son, he got a call from Hashem. He stopped on the split second because Hineni, I'm always there for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hear what you have to say. Teshecht, teshecht. And even though I work myself up so, with such an excitement, lose my serious nefesh, teshecht, my son, if you say stop, I stop on the second. That is a shayfa gadol that we're going to have. So that's what we aspire every day, to recognize this is number one of the series of brachas for the gula, and this is a starting point. Kibbutz Golias, to recognize I am in Golas, no matter how comfortable I feel, I'm in Golas. I shouldn't feel so comfortable, because I have so many values that I would prefer not to have, and I shouldn't have, incorporated in my life. My focus on, like we say, the geula of Tevod Gemilas Chasodim can be more improved. I can have a master of Gemilas Chasodim in every step of my life, every statement I say, everything I do. And from a spiral, and feel that Cheirus Seinu, we need this Cheirus, we are Meshubadim, and we want to come together, not just physically together, but Yachad, all of us, with one ideal of being Oved Hashem, and Yitzhak Hashem will be Zeicha, like Hashem already, Mekabis Nitzchei Am Yisrael, that's what we say in the Bracha, it's not something He will do. He is doing it now, in the present form. He's already doing things to bring us back together. And like we said, that the Malach of Klai will come together has started, but we want not the way it's now. We want it, we do not suffice with the way it is now. We want that Kabbalah Shefa God, Lestonis, we hear it. Kabbalah Shefa, Lestonis, we see it. The greatness of Klal Yisrael and Amir Hashem, we misspell properly and really feel this. Hashem will hear us and we will be zeichet to the Gula Mehav Yemein.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.